Good morning. A storm system lifting through the Great Lakes is pulling in a bunch of moisture from the south and into interior New York and New England. Initially, a few places are still close to 32, so some slick spots possible in northernmost New York, some of the mountain valleys into Vermont as well, but mostly everyone above freezing, seeing steadier rain moving in. The rain will last through the morning and the early afternoon, coming down heavily at times with fast runoff and snow melt. This could increase the flooding concerns across the region, and flood watches have been issued in many locations, lasting into the day tomorrow. After the storm system lifts through, temperatures will climb into the 40s to around 50 in many locations. Then the steadiest rain will wind down as scattered showers for the second half of the day today and into tonight. In fact, colder air will start to flow in after dark tonight as the wind picks up out of the west. It'll become gusty and temperatures will drop back through the 40s and 30s, and some of the rain showers will change over to snow showers during the overnight period and before the sun comes up tomorrow. Little, if any, accumulation. We'll continue our drying trend, starting off in the 20s to around 30 tomorrow, with a mix of sun and clouds and a gusty west wind during the afternoon tomorrow. Highs will stay in the lower 30s. High pressure will build in for Thursday and Friday, keeping it sunny and dry, although highs will stay in the middle and upper 20s. Another disturbance will head in our direction for Saturday, increasing clouds with a chance of a late day shower. Ahead of this system, lower 40s on Saturday and staying in the 40s on Sunday with more rain showers likely. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that same winter storm that brought widespread heavy snow and freezing rain to the central and northern plains and upper Mississippi Valley yesterday will continue to lift northeast through the lower Great Lakes today and exit through northern New England tomorrow. Precipitation may go through a brief transition where freezing rain will occur this afternoon, but will change over to all snow as it continues across portions of the Great Lakes region and the Northeast. Winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings remain in effect for parts of the Great Lakes region and much of northern New England, where 6 to 9 inches of snow will accumulate in parts of New Hampshire and northern Maine. Additionally, as the associated cold front passes through the Ohio Valley, snow will spread into the higher elevations of the Appalachians. Meanwhile, showers and thunderstorms have developed along and ahead of the trailing front and are spreading eastward across the mid-Atlantic and southeast. Some of the thunderstorms could be severe today. And the Pacific Northwest and Northern California will remain in a persistent wet pattern as upper-level energy and an onshore flow spreads rain and mountain snow across the region. A plume of moisture ahead of a trough will move into parts of the Northwest today and will expand into Northern California tonight and tomorrow. Coastal rain and high elevation snow is forecast for much of the Northwest through the middle of the week. Snow will be heaviest for the Cascades, the Northern Sierras, the Blue Mountains, the Bitterroots, and Northern Rockies with this setup. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with freezing rain and fog, 30 degrees with a southwest wind at 59 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 35 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 6 miles visibility and fog, 39 degrees, the dew point 36, 89% relative humidity, a south wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.81 inches, and it is falling rapidly. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Punta Gorda, Florida, to a low of 21 below zero at Shirley Basin, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy, breezy, showers, a thunderstorm possible, upper 50s. Boston, cloudy with showers and a thunderstorm near 60. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with showers and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 39 degrees, the low 33. The average temperature, 36, that's 14 degrees above normal. 0.09 of an inch of precipitation yesterday, just a trace of snow. Still 12.7 inches for the month and 24.8 inches for the year, which is 4.9 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees. The average low, 14. The record high, 64, set in 1906, and the record low, 20 below zero in 1970. Sunrise this morning at 7:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:57 p.m., 9 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A few icy spots this morning, otherwise cloudy and breezy with rain, heavy at times today, with highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy and breezy with rain showers, then snow showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with rain heavy at times today, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy and breezy with a few showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with rain heavy at times today, possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy and breezy with a few rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with rain heavy at times today, possibly a thunderstorm with highs around 50. Cloudy and breezy with a few rain, then snow showers tonight with lows around 30. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with rain heavy at times today, perhaps a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy and breezy with a few rain and snow showers tonight and lows near 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, windy and much colder, staying in the lower 30s. Mostly sunny in the 20s Thursday and Friday. A late-day shower Saturday, back into the lower 40s. Showers likely in the 40s Sunday. And a chance of rain or snow on Monday, and highs back into the 30s and lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.